We are comparing the
Tuck Everlasting book and movie.
The first thing that was different was like the very beginning of the movie when Jesse rode into town on his motorcycle.
Yes.
What do you think of that, Sierra?
You know, I thought it was really confusing because in the book, it made it sound like it was back in the olden day and there's like horses and stuff. And he rode up in a town like present-ish day and he's on a motorcycle. And I was like, whoa.
The second thing that was different was the trip to town. Because in the movie, they rode on a carriage and horse. And then, like, the mom went to go and get her bread, like the specialty bread, while she was out playing the baseball game. The third thing that was different was the money.
Yes, in the book, she was not poor, but not rich. She was kind of like
in the middle.
Yeah, and she had a cottage, but she didn't have like a huge mansion like in the book.
Yeah, like the Touch Me Not cottage turns like a Touch Me Not mansion.
Yeah.
And then like when the mom went to get her specialty bread, like he like made it just for her. And like when they went to town, everyone was like, oh, it's the Fosters. Like everyone knew who they were.
Next thing
is the toad. So in the book, she talked to the toad, and it was like pretty a big part of the book, especially in the ending. And it would have made sense to ending if it didn't have it in the beginning.
Yeah, she didn't talk before she was going to run away to the toad, like why she was going to run away.
Oh, she like did, but
the toad, not as much.
The toad wasn't as big of a part. Like it had like a 1 second little thing of it croaking. But
it was a bigger role in the book.
Yes. The fourth thing that was different was the conversation between Tuck and May. When May was waking up and she was going to go and see the boys. That never happened in the movie. And it played a big part of, like, showing what Tuck thought of it. Because Tuck was saying how, like, he didn't want to live anymore. How he was, like...
And he wished he never heard of the tree gap and they never drank the water.
Yeah, he wished that... He had a dream that he was in heaven and that he wasn't on earth anymore. Another thing that was very different was the kidnapping.
Yeah, like in the book, it was kind of more like a friendly, like, you know, come with us and we'll explain you. But in the book, in the movie,
it was like full on, like, he's like grabbing
Miles
her.
Miles grabbed her and threw her on a horse and they went back to May's house.
And May wasn't there either.
Yeah.
That was the thing that was confusing. And they weren't telling her that they were going to give her back. They were saying.
And the horse wasn't really fat to me. It seemed like it can move pretty well.
But. Yeah. Another thing that was different was Winnie finding out about their secret, or like them telling her.
Yes. In the book, when they're going back, they kind of all got off and then they kind of went by to get a drink of water. And then May sat around and told Winnie and Jesse and Miles.
Yeah, and it was like all three of them.
Yeah, together. But in the book, in the movie, Jesse was dancing with Winnie, and then Miles came out of like the bushes and
the bushes
and told Winnie the story.
Yeah. This thing was like different in the book movie, but it also kind of confused me. Because, so, in the movie, when there was, like, the whole mob of people watching May hitting the man in the yellow suit, it just didn't make sense to me.
Then they came out of nowhere. They were, like, hidden, and then once that happened, they all, like, came out of the trees.
And they were all on horses, and they had, like, dogs and stuff.
Yeah, in the book, it was just, like, the constable and the man in the yellow suit both riding horses, but in the movie, they had, like, a whole army there with them.
Yeah, and, like, how could you not hear them? And another thing that was weird was, when the man in the yellow suit was, like, putting Winnie to gunpoint, like, putting a gun next to her head, like, how would they think that that was okay, but May hitting the man in the yellow suit?
Yeah.
It was, like, and they obviously would have seen.
Yeah, I don't understand why Winnie, Jesse. When if May was going to jail, why Winnie didn't say, well, he had a gun up to my head, so May was just trying to protect me.
Yeah, it was, like, it didn't make sense with gunpoint. Another thing is at the very, very, very end is when Jesse visited Winnie's gravestone and not May and Tuck. Because in the movie, Jesse visited on his motorcycle, and it was kind of like the middle of nowhere. And with, like, May and Tuck, it was, like, in the cemetery.
Yeah, and they rode up and on, like, their wagon thingy, and then in the book, and they stopped at, like, a restaurant or something.
And got coffee.
Yeah, and then they went and saw the grave, and Tuck was... Oh, and then they saw the toad in the road.
Yeah, and that didn't happen in the...
You heard, like, some squawking of the toad, but that was it. You didn't really see the toad.
And then, when he didn't even pour water on the toad.
Oh, croaking of the toad.
Yeah. The toad wasn't a big part in the end, too, because she didn't even, like, pour the water. I feel like that was, like, the ending to me.
Yeah.
That was what, like, wrapped it up and made it, like, a kind of good
ending. In the movie, she was just, like, kind of, she was by the tree, and she didn't even have it in a bottle. Like,
yeah.
Jesse didn't give her a bottle. She went back, maybe she did, but I think she just went back to the tree and started, like, thinking, should she drink it or should she not?
And, like, remembering, like, past things that they've said.
Another thing that was different was the waterfall scene.
Yeah, there was none in the book, and I feel like it made the movie more of a romance.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I thought it was a little extra. But.
Unnecessary.
Yeah. I mean, if she doesn't know how to swim, I mean, like.
Why would you jump in?
Yeah.
Like, is it dangerous to, like, die? Like, I'm gonna die because I can't swim.
Yeah, I thought she was kind of dead when she was, like, floating on top of the water.
He was, like, putting her in circles. Yeah.
The next thing we're talking about is the fishing scene.
Yes, in the book, there was a fishing scene, and in the movie, there was none. What does the fishing scene mean to you, Sierra?
You know, I think it played a very important role in the book. I think it, you know, it really made you think what the characters are thinking and how they feel.
Yes, how they feel about not being able to die.
Another thing that was different was the jail scene.
Oh. Yeah. Do you like it better in the book or the movie?
I think I like it better in the book when, Winnie risked, and took May's spot.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of like stupid though. How she's like distracted them, and then like they did the thing where he like shot them over, and like they just came back up. But then he just ended up running away.
Yeah,
like I don't get what the point of running away was.
Me neither.
Thank you for listening.